You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
This is another great story, Tony, of where sports and politics collide. As former number one overall pick in the NBA draft in 2001, I believe this was actually, Tony, when you were out in Los Angeles, or in that area, generally speaking, Kwame Brown, you might remember the name. He was drafted. He played for the Lakers. He was also a Sixer back in 2012. But he doesn't drink the Kool-Aid, so to speak, and he went on a rant criticizing Steve Harvey, as well as other black celebrity, as what he's calling them, gatekeepers, including D.L. Hewley and others, for allegedly shaming black people into voting for Kamala Harris merely because she is black. Kamala Harris, according to Kwame Brown, he says, Kamala's skin color is not going to pay for your groceries. Your thoughts on Kwame Brown going out and speaking against the grain, something I think everybody should be willing to do. I have no problem with James Carville being a white Democrat liberal from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And if Kwame Brown and other black voters are going to vote for Trump and not fall for identity politics, to me, that's great. I think that's what politics should be about.
That's the toughest thing to do in America right now. Forget about white people and white dudes for Kamala and all these other freaky groups coming up and getting paid to go out there and pimp a product or pimp a politician. But when you got Kwame Brown, Antonio Brown, you know, one of the more bizarre guys in the NFL, his Twitter account is incredible now. He rips everybody. Now, he was a weird dude, but he does this CTESPN, and he rips everything that ESPN does. So he's on an ESPN hating campaign. And then you mentioned, you know, Kwame Brown. Again, people, well, he wasn't a good player. People will always look at black people who have the guts to stand up and say, this is why I'm not voting for Kamala Harris and Walz. They're the bad people. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the frauds who rely on the majority of white audiences to help them become multi-millionaires like Steve Harvey, you know, he's an Uncle Tom. Steve Harvey smiles, and he's got 50,000 shows, and he's got four ex-wives to pay, and he looks good, and he's great on camera. You know, at the end of the day, he's just another hunk for the DNC. You know, he's just another useful idiot to try to get people to vote for a guy just like Obama. Obama was president for 8 years. Would Obama be president if not for white people voting for him twice? Of course not. But they don't want, they play the race card only when it suits their purposes. Michelle Obama getting up there and talking about, she just got paid $850,000 to go to Germany to give a 1 hour speech. And she's teaching, she's telling us about not taking more than we need. The biggest hypocrites are the Obamas. They've ruined the country. They've ruined race relations in this country. And that's all they have. They want people to hate each other based on the color of our skin. And they're supposed to be the uniters. Barack Obama was the worst divider, and he's still trying to divide so that his party and his cabal can maintain control of the White House. That's all this is about. 12 of 16 years run by one party, and they're claiming the other party is the party of Hitler. I mean, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's sadly about power. It's about ego. It's about money. Two of those three actually apply to Bobby Kennedy. He doesn't have much power, but he could have an impact in the election. I thought it was interesting yesterday. Nicole Shanahan was on some random podcast, and you look at all the polls, and the Kennedys have flamed out. I mean, his whole thing has crashed and burned. He's at maybe 3%. We thought he would be a factor. He certainly could still impact something to some extent, but they're basically saying it's either we stay in order to get 5%, which gets us about $13 million, which keeps our hope alive for a third party, or we bow out and we endorse Donald Trump and we potentially work with Trump because Nicole Shanahan and Bobby Kennedy are hell-bent on keeping the Democrats out of office. Your thoughts on whether or not Trump should bring Kennedy aboard and whether or not Kennedy will, in fact, endorse him before this election is over?
Now, I'm reading some reports on Twitter, X, you know, and there's a lot of conspiracy theorists on there, but there's a lot. In fact, I get most of my news on X because I look at the legitimate people, not the politicos and the Hills and the Axioses of the world, which have all basically discredited themselves in the last month as absolute worthless organizations, like most of the media. Let's be honest. The biggest enemy of the people is our media. The most corrupt media in the history of this country. And it hurts me saying that. That's what bothers me the most as somebody who started as a journalist in this business back in 1971. The media is the enemy of the people. They are basically running interference for the Democratic Party. You don't see Pravda. The people at Pravda would love to have a job working for the mainstream media, the CBSs, the CNNs of the world. It's embarrassing. That's what should hurt us as Americans more than, you know, what the policy is here and crowd sizes. It's funny that Obama was talking about crowd sizes. You know, Trump had massive crowds. Then all of a sudden they get a couple of crowds for Kamala to go out and they're arguing about crowd size. Nobody cares about crowd sizes. You know, Trump has them because people stand in line for him. The DNC has to pay people to show up in hangars or have concerts before their shows go on. So, And arguing about crowd sizes is stupid. But the fact is, Donald Trump, for people who hate him, Donald Trump is not the problem in this country, folks. It's the people who hate Donald Trump more than they love the country.
They
hate Donald Trump, and that's what they're getting paid to trot out there and go up on stage and call half the country names. That's one thing Trump has never done, which is why I respect him. He doesn't knock the voters. He doesn't knock the Democratic voters. The Democrats, all they do is knock anybody who doesn't vote for them. That's the biggest difference here. You can talk about policies all day and all night. But when you have candidates who only criticize people who vote for the other candidate, that's the problem. Mm-hmm. Because Democrats hate anybody who don't fall into lockstep. This is Soviet. This is Pravda. This is Stalinism. That you name, Mussolini would be proud standing on a patio, standing up on his balcony doing this, watching the DNC. It's a joke. And then, you know, the Obamas own mansions in all over the world. And they're the ones preaching about don't take more than you need.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously?
Yeah. You talk about the media and, you know, journalism, and you're obviously a Temple grad, a journalist major, Dawn, the same thing. You guys have been doing this for a long, long time, and we know the media is obviously biased. But this is not a Republican, Trump-supporting, right-wing talking point. MRC just releasing yesterday that the legacy media election interference coverage, how skewed it is between the networks of NBC, CBS, and ABC, which does not include CNN, by the way, they have painted Harris with 84% positive coverage. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, 89% negative coverage. And the thing that's unique about this election is you can take the Trump administration, you can take the Biden-Harris administration, stack them back to back and shop and compare and look at the prices and look at this and cross-reference everything. Yet the media coverage is so remarkably skewed. Tony, it's not, they don't even try. I'm actually surprised they fact-checked Kamala Harris or Tim Walz or the New York Times or CNN. It's really remarkable that one out of every 10 days they will actually say, actually, the Democrats are lying here, because the numbers are so flip-flopped. It's Looney Tune world.
And the interesting thing is that CNN has has a conservative guy. Was it Scott somebody?
Scott Jensen.
He's the only guy on the panel that talks about facts and is the only voice, not speaking for conservatives, speaking about the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party. That's all you need to do. Just point out their hypocrisy. The Obama's out there last night, you know, and then Biden gets thrown out the door at midnight on Monday night. And then the headline in the New York Post yesterday, past his bedtime. I mean, this is embarrassing. You got people knifing each other in the back, throwing them out Obama talking about, you know, we want to be a country where we welcome everybody. Yeah, that's the problem. You're not welcoming the people that we should be welcoming, the real people who go through the process. And now you're going to lecture us on who belongs in the country and how you're not a danger to democracy. It's a joke. Mm-hmm. It's a joke.
I need to get your thoughts on this. We talked about this a little bit in the 7 o'clock hour. The Guardian did a story on Haley voters for Harris. They actually quoted one individual who fancies himself as a centrist to moderate Republican constitutional constructionist who voted. It was a Haley supporter during the Republican primary that will now vote for Kamala Harris. And they're right here in Bucks County. This guy named Jack, he for all I know, he could be a listener of this show, could be listening now. I don't understand how you can look, if you don't want to vote for Trump and you wanted to vote for Haley, that's fine. I got it. Also, for the record, if our election right now was Harris versus Haley, I'm rushing to vote for Haley to keep Harris out of office.
Absolutely.
But I don't understand how you can go from as basically a moderate Republican and be on board with Nikki Haley, not get your wish, and then decide to vote for Kamala Harris. You're not voting for Josh Shapiro. You're not voting for Bashir from Kentucky or some more moderate to liberal Democrat. You're going from Nikki Haley to left of the Pacific Ocean communist socialist Kamala Harris. How does that make any sense?
It makes no sense because people have no idea. People 6 months ago couldn't name Kamala Harris on the street, and she was the sitting vice president for almost 4 years. And the Tim Walz, nobody in Minnesota paid attention to Tim Walz, unless he was having paintballs shot at people in the middle of the night because they weren't inside during COVID or watching his city burn down or lying about his military service. He served in the military, but he abandoned his troops. So if you look for facts, you can find facts. If you look for narratives, you can find narratives on both sides. I don't care about Republicans nor Democrats. I've been a lifelong Democrat until 2016. When I was proud to walk down Broad Street, watching Hillary Clinton go through her campaign, locking it up, and then marching to South Philadelphia High School in 2016 and voting for Donald Trump. And that set the world on fire. And then ever since Hillary Clinton lost and the Obamas lost control of the White House for 4 years, it's been nothing but power-crazed Democrats doing anything possible to try to get back in power. They've had power 12 of the last 16 years, but that's not enough. Obama needs to keep his cabal in order because they're still running the show. Obama's people, Anita Dunn's, all these other criminals from previous administrations are still calling the shots for the White House. Nobody's in charge. Biden's out there in California with some billionaire living and just shacking up with him. You know, no, but who's running the country? Do you know? Does anybody know?
No, it's not me. Is it you?
It's me.
It's Stockard.
I'm running
Stockard.
The radio station. I'm running the country.
He's the boss.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Thank
I would
you.
Trust you to run the country
you,
more
pal.
than any of these clowns.
That's why I love you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
A couple of things outside of the DNC. You know, there's been a lot of chaos and commentary over the last week in the world of ESPN as they got rid of a conservative and a liberal. They got rid of RG3, who's a liberal. They got rid of Sam Ponder, who is a female Christian conservative, one of the only few, I think maybe the only female that has spoken out against men in women's sports that was currently employed at ESPN. She was the Sunday NFL Countdown host, basically the traffic cop for all the former coaches and players. Mm-hmm. You know, right. She's kind of just steering the ship. She's been replaced now by Mike Greenberg. My assumption is he is a liberal and a Democrat. I took a lot of flack last week for actually defending ESPN, saying I don't think it was political because she for 2 years has spoken out about Title IX, which I love the fact that she did. I think she was let go as part of a contract thing, as part of a salary dump. She had been there for a long time. And oh, by the way, they're paying Greenberg a lot of money. So they
exactly.
probably have to justify the salary and say, hey, I need you to do this show as well if you want to keep making the umpteen billion dollars you're making. Do you think politics played into Sam Ponder being fired at ESPN?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. The same thing
that
happened. Absolutely. The same thing happened with Sage Steele. The same thing happened. You know, I mean, RG3, I don't think he was a liberal. I thought he was a guy that, you know, he was another cog that they needed to get rid of. But the interesting thing is, here's a country, a company that's woke in ESPN, Disney, and they get rid of a female host and a black former athlete as part of their plan. But they overpaid to keep people like Mike Greenberg and Stephen A. Smith, you know, and Pat McAfee, because they're the big money guys. So Sam Ponder, the fact that they got rid of a woman and a black athlete to move up Mike Greenberg, who they put everywhere. Mike Greenberg's one of those, you know, I don't think he's going to be political on the Sunday Countdown show.
He's
a political. That's a traffic cop guy.
Yeah.
There's no doubt he's far left, but at least he doesn't go out there and tell everybody, you know, what he's thinking politically. Yeah. That's not his job.
Right.
And I'll give him a credit. He's been a good soldier. You know, he replaced me at ESPN. So that's how long he's been there. When I was with Golic, after I left, Golic and Greenberg were the morning show, and they're Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, they had him on NBA Countdown. They move him around. He's like that one size fits all guy.
Yeah.
Very good, solid, smooth, professional, and he can keep a show running. He's the quarterback. But Sam Ponder being fired is absolutely a joke. There's no way that they can. She didn't make a lot of money. And you saw the other thing, Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah, really weak.
He posts, and remember, Dan Orlovsky's a nice guy. He was a nice player, very solid. You know, he doesn't make any waves. He goes in, he wants to keep his job. And the other networks aren't knocking the doors down to hire him. And so he just made a comment about...
he said, protect our daughters on Twitter.
Protect our daughters on Twitter.
And then he
had to go through the ringer to have him take it down.
Yeah, because he said...
Tell me how a man with children...
With daughters.
Girls, tweets, protect our daughters... And then is put through the ringer.
And then he
had to apologize for it.
Yeah, and then say it's not reflective of ESPN's values. And by the way, Dan Orlovsky lives or is from or has got a residence in Bluebell, by the way.
He's a good guy.
Yes. But like, dude, seriously? Protect our daughters is controversial? Get out of here with that.
Well, it was like saying all lives matter back in 2020. All lives matter. If you tweeted that, you were a racist. Because, you know, all lives mattering... That's subjective.
Isn't that what...
all lives matter means all lives matter.
Isn't that what sent Keith Olbermann over the edge?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's when he blocked me.
Wow. Yep.
I had the audacity to tweet all lives matter.
Can you imagine? You were inclusive.
Can you imagine
that's
that,
right.
that friendship for so many years, was ruined because you tweeted all lives matter?
Speaking of that... Because obviously that was like
what a nutcase.
That was during the Trump era. We should play the audio of the woman who says she's lost her family to Trump. Trump stole her family. We should play that clip for Tony if we have it in the next 2 minutes, because that was remarkable.
By the way, I have breaking news this morning, which is the most important news for many of our listeners who like to indulge. In fact, I believe FanDuel should get action on this right now. Interactive polls, the poly market.
Yep.
When I heard poly market, I thought it was like, you know, people who are swingers and they're polyamorous relationships.
Yeah.
The poly market is the gambling market, right?
Yep.
Did you see the latest stats this morning? I hope this convention goes on for 2 weeks. Because this morning, the latest poly market, Donald Trump, 52%, Harris, 47%. So Trump's up 3%. Harris down 3%. So the convention in the gambling world is now skewing toward Trump. So if you want to lock it in right now, I don't know if you've released a FanDuel pick today, but I would put that in there.
although predicted.org still has her ahead in the money bet. I have that.
At the margin of error, they're essentially tied, though.
Yeah, it's a coin flip.
Not in the poly market. There's no margin of error.
No.
One person wins, the other person loses. There's no point spread to cover.
Right.
You don't have to worry about electoral college or any of that stuff.
I have this nutty woman. We played this yesterday, Tony. This nutty woman on TikTok who's crying because she lost her family members to Trump.
This is basically
sane people on TikTok.
Well, yeah, this
is basically Keith Olbermann. To Tony.
This made me want to get a vasectomy. Here we go.
So who else has lost their family to Trump?
Oh, jeez.
Had this horrible conversation with my dad.
My dad.
My sister-in-law.
My dad.
After all this, they're still Trump supporters. It's like, how can I respect you?
How can I respect you?
How can I respect you if you are still a Trump supporter when you have a daughter and a great-granddaughter? Enough!
Loved her on the Muppets.
How can I respect you?
His dad.
His dad.
Kind of sounds like the Swedish Chef.
Elmo. Bad things to
me. Touch me, Elmo.
And then,
Elmo, don't like daddy.
That can't be real.
That's what I said yesterday.
That can't be real.
That's what I said yesterday. This has to be a work. This has to be a work. It cannot be real.
No, when you see the video, you see her face.
Yeah.
Oh, she's crying? Really,
no, I feel for her. She's obviously mental.
She's a kook.
You feel for her?
Well,
I feel for the family that's fractured because she can't get her
Crow talking
together.
Says, oh, no, Mr. Bill!
Yes.
That's amazing. Mr. Bill.
Mr. Bill.
Yes. Yeah,
That is a great callback. That is a great callback.
No, I mean, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
I feel for all liberals who have bought into that narrative. I remember my daughter has been voting Democrat. I don't know what she stands at now because we have agreed that we don't talk about politics, because the last time during Trump, when Trump was running and I was vocal about that I was going to vote for Trump, she was so upset because friends of hers and the narrative on the liberal side was telling people to break off communication with their family and friends if they weren't also Democrat. And she called me crying and she was saying that her friends were telling her to stop talking to me and she didn't want to do that. I'm like, sweetheart, just don't listen to them. That's ridiculous. Who in their right mind thinks it's okay to tell you to stop talking to your family over some stupid politician?
Yeah. I mean,
the politicians were the ones who had us not talking to our family or seeing them.
Right.
Except guys like Tim Walz, who had a snitch line and guards shooting people with with paintballs if they're out at night on their patios.
Yeah, there's two parties in this country, and you vote for one of them, and all of a sudden your family wants to excommunicate you. It's a remarkable concept.
But you don't hear Republicans doing that regarding, like, if somebody in your family is still a Democrat, they're like, well, that's too bad, and we feel sorry for them, but we're not telling anybody not to talk to them anymore, whereas that's what their narrative is.
Yeah, I still talk to my mother-in-law. I'll be texting her later today. All right, Tony Bruno, great stuff. Ms. Robin, thank you very much. We'll chat again next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
All right, hopefully, I want this convention to keep going.
Me too.
I don't want it to end.
Yeah, same here. I love election years.
I want every voice heard. Every anti-voice, Trump voice needs to get up there, have a couple of drinks, get wasted, and then go hang out with a delegation who had no idea who Kamala Harris was until she was foisted upon the public, and that they could. Obama, the guy who helped orchestrate the coup to kick Joe Biden out last night, talking about unity and no division.
Although I do think that next to the free abortion and free vasectomy buses, they should also offer free lobotomies, because then everybody would be happy.
Exactly right.
Friend, free Tito's. All right, good stuff, Bruno. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Good night, everybody. Don't drink and drive.
Yes.
Don't text and drive. And if you want a free vasectomy or an abortion, jump on the nearest flight. Go to Chicago. Abortions on demand and vasectomies for all you guys out there who really aren't going to use the fluids that God gave you.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Good night, everybody.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Let's find out what's occurring in the world of sound bites. It's time for Greg Stocker's What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
I do. What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2, sponsored by American Airlines. This summer, American Airlines is flying nonstop from Philadelphia International Airport to Nice, Naples, and Copenhagen. That's nonstop from Philly to the sights and delights of three of Europe's coolest cities. But summer won't last forever, so hurry up and relax. Book today at AA.com. That's AA.com. Okay, so last night, Stephen Colbert held a live show after the DNC, and his guest was Nancy Pelosi. And this is Cut 21, Phil. And what's extraordinary to me about this is that protesters interrupt Nancy Pelosi speaking. And instead of Colbert sticking up for his guest and being like, hey, shut them the hell up, get them out of here. He goes, well, do you want to address what they're saying?
Oh.
And puts her kind of on the spot. I always feel bad. Actually, I don't feel bad for her because she's a hideous human. But Colbert kind of sounds like he's siding with the protesters here for this.
Okay.
Cut 21, Phil, go.
And right now, we just got word earlier today that Israel had agreed to the ceasefire agreement. We're hoping that Hamas will, too. But it takes me to the point of saying to you, war has no role in a civilized society. We have to learn more about trust and peace and learning about each other rather than to have conflict resolved by war.
Well, as you can see from the continuing protest out here, that answer is unsatisfying to some people.
But let me continue.
Because they believe that the United States... Hold on one second. Would you like to respond to what they're saying?
No, well, what I was saying is...
Will you listen to her response if she...
Hold on, Stephen.
They're screaming, I can't hear them, but to those who have
that question... They've said that the United States should not have any role in supplying Israel arms to kill the people of Gaza now. Well, that's what they're saying.
Israel has a right to...
Listen to that crowd.
Mm-hmm. And the hostages should be returned.
But the other part of it is that has been so major for all of us for many
years. Can I just say something? I want to stop this right here. Like, mm-hmm. Steve, it's Stephen Colbert's job as a host.
Yeah.
If somebody's doing, he needs to, like, have
address
them.
Address the elephant in the
yes.
room.
Yes.
Yeah.
But think about this. Think about what happened October 7th. You had terrorists rushing in on unarmed young women, civilians, babies, all of that, but raping them. And so this is what that crowd, make no mistake, is saying that basically it's a woman with a order of protection
yep.
against somebody who you know is going to bang down your door if you give up your gun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so that's what they're saying, that you, Israel, you need to be disarmed. And what would that do? What would the terrorists do at that point? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I guess now we know why Colbert typically tapes this show. So that was live in Chicago because of the DNC, obviously.
Yeah. A little bit more.
Years is that there must be a two-state solution. You cannot have peace unless you have a two-state solution. Israel, a secure Jewish democratic state in the region, and the Palestinians having their own secure country there as well. Unless you have a two-state solution, we'll not have a resolution of this. And that is a time of opposition.
Wow. Please don't interrupt my guests.
Yeah. Okay, so that was...
Madam Secretary, Madam Speaker, we're a live show, so we have to go at this point. Please come again. We can continue the conversation about your book.
But I have to say, isn't it great to be in Chicago?
Oh, God.
Could have done without that.
Yeah, the cheap pop. The cheap pop.
Smart on her part.
Yep. Pulling the Mick Foley.
Get the crowd back in her favor, I guess. Yeah.
She wears her Hulk Hogan yellow.
Yeah. The whole thing is just, I didn't love the way Stephen Colbert handled that. I especially didn't love the way the audience cheered, but...
Well, the first part, when he interjects saying to Nancy, would you like to address what's... So he was actually not attempting directly, but to get her off of her talking point, and she didn't want to get off the talking point, and he at least said, would you like to address, you know, blah, 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 back in the tops and in the cheap seats that are... Now, the second time around, he's like, you know, this is a live show, and I need you to, you know, shut up. Actually, didn't mind the way Colbert handled the first part.
Oh, you didn't?
No. No, I mean, he had Nancy address an issue.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I don't want
politicians just coming in there with their rehearsed lines.
But here's the problem, is that it sounds like he's like, well, this protester here has a point. Why don't you address mm-hmm. What this nut job is saying? Instead of like... There's a Bill Maher many years ago. There was an anti-war protester in him, and he went right out in the crowd and was basically, get out of my effing arena. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like just went right up to him.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that's what Colbert should have done, but I don't know, to give them validity, like a bunch of nuts who are screaming in a like a the tape TV show. It's just it's ridiculous.
But it's because Colbert has no spine.
And he, yes.
And so he is just trying to walk this fence because he doesn't want this to play on him.
Yeah.
He doesn't want them to heckle him. He's putting it on her.
Yeah.
And that's because he's lame and spineless.
And he's not funny.
Lame is
and he's not funny.
Yeah.
All right, we should break and then do your voicemail.
Yeah, voicemails coming up next. If you haven't done so yet, download the Odyssey app, get to 1210 WPHT. Right next to the Listen Live buttons, a little microphone. You tap it, you speak, you send it, and then you hear it with the magic of radio. Kale and Company back after this.
You know what? We still have a couple weeks left of summer officially. No time like the present to get back out on the roads for that final summer road trip. My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles are always going to help you find that luxury vehicle you've been eyeing. You know you want it. You've earned it. Now go get it. With a little help from my friends at Piazza. You know, they have thousands of new as well as certified pre-owned vehicles from some of the most beautiful, powerful brands on our roadways. Mercedes-Benz, Land Rover, Jaguar, Maserati, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo. Just visit them, PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. Stop by one of their many dealers across Pennsylvania, Delaware, or New Jersey. P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutomobiles.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
I'm a little confused.
Me too.
On the one hand, you got Tim Walz putting tampons in boys' bathrooms. But then you just played the clip of Governor Beshear basically saying that men can't get pregnant. So, which one is it? One more thing.
Yeah.
Mustard.
Yeah!
Mustard.
Yes! Yes!
By the way, just to put a little bow on that tampon thing.
Is that fake?
I think it's fake. I think there a news outlet called a bunch of Minnesota schools, like all of them, and they all said it's not true. So check your sources a little bit on that. I'm just saying. Don't believe everything
mustard.
Here.
Mustard.
All right.
This is Randy.
Uh-oh.
I was wondering if you guys could grab that sound bit where Greg says, it's douchey. That was pretty damn funny.
Jim, are you listening? Can we put that on the board?
Okay.
I need Stalker saying it's douchey.
Okay.
My ever growing.
When did I say that? I don't even remember saying that, but
earlier,
I'm sure he did.
Earlier this morning with the DNC on, was it Little John or was it something else?
I don't remember. It was douchey.
I could really see RFK Jr. being put in charge of the FDA. Could you imagine him being over clean foods, our health, and making sure vaccines and other drugs are not overly prescribed and overly dosed? That would be awesome.
Never trust a Kennedy.
Never trust a Kennedy, but that'd be very interesting. I actually just got a tweet about that a few minutes ago. Let me see if I can find it for you. It might have been the same guy that actually left the voicemail.
I think that was Bob in Pensacola,
Florida. Okay, yes. So, Bob in Pensacola tweeted me saying the same exact thing. His views on additives in our food that is illegal in most of the world, making sure drugs are fully tested and not overly prescribed.
Good morning, guys. This is Joe in Warminster. For those people who are asking the government for affordable housing, let's look at all the projects that are laying around in waste. Is this what they really want? They think government can give them something nicer, like a beautiful townhome down in Old City? It's not going to happen, folks. What they need to do is, the educational system needs to instruct these people on what it takes to obtain a housing loan. You have to have a job, you have to have a good credit record, maybe have a bank account and learn how to balance it. Mm. But these people are just so eager to defer to the government to do everything for them, which taxes me and everybody else who don't want to live like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, oh, and nice to have a good
God help us.
Income to debt ratio, maybe at least 10 to 20% down. But you can Google on how you should go about buying a house. You don't need to hear it from this guy.
All right, one more.
Pretend Ozzy checking in. Everyone remember, Greg is a...
Uh-oh, what was he going to say?
What?
Greg is a what? He cut it off after. I did not cut that off, by the way. Okay. That was not me. Greg is a what?
Hey, we still have to adhere to the FCC here.
Yeah.
We can't be airing certain potty words.
For $10, if you want to call back and say what you were going to say.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Man. There all we right. go. Man. That's what we got today, man.
Yeah, I also have to watch my tongue because some of you are giving us these voicemails, and I feel like you're done. And then you have more to say, and I start talking. So I just got to sit back and wait until I don't know, just maybe like point at me when it's done because I don't want to interrupt Bob and Pensacola.
It's all good.
Yeah, because some people, Bob's got the Kamala delay, you know, a little drawn out. Yeah, a little slow. You're just like, all right, can we land the plane? Hey. Land the plane.
Hey, guys, if you can criticize us, we can criticize you. Remember
that. Jab right back, baby.
Yeah.
All right. Let's find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show at the top of the hour this morning.
Oh, man. So we have Trump in North Carolina today. I'll preview for you. We'll go through last night's DNC, and then Bill Clinton is coming up today.
Oh, boy.
I have to unload on Stephanie Grisham because I have some dirt on her.
Oh, boy.
And I just have, because I met her, I have to share it. What's going on with the crazy-eyed one? So,
Come on.
I have to do it.
I love dirt.
So I'm going to unload on a little bit on Steph.
Okay.
We met that day.
Yeah.
And we have some great guests. We're going to, if you're wondering what to watch, because we're kind of in that in-between period.
Yep.
We have some great ideas. Henry has set up some great interviews. And we will go through, we'll talk about the policies, policy matters with Trump. So I'll take you through all of the policies with one of our great experts, Andre Béliveau. He'll be coming up too. There's a lot going on, a lot breaking and developing. We got it all covered, live and local, as we continue.
All right, Dawn Show, top of the hour, and we wrap up today. If you're trying to figure out... That's all right.
Sorry, Nick.
No, it's my fault.
Sorry, Nick.
No, it's my fault.
Today, August 21st, we celebrate the birthdays of Steve Smith, former drummer for Journey, who's now 70, and Glenn Hughes, who's now 73. Heavenly birthday shout-outs include Kenny Rogers, as well as Joe Strummer from The Clash. We also lost Don Everly of the Everly Brothers on this day in 2021. Singles include Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire in 65, Love Song by The Cure in 89, and A Day That Never Comes by Metallica in 2008. Albums include Conspiracy by King Diamond in 89, Motorhead's debut in 77, the $5.98 EP Garage Days Revisited by Metallica in 87, Facelift by Alice in Chains in 90, in 84, Warrior by Scandal, and Against the Law by Stryper, Persistence of Time by Anthrax, and Firehouse's debut also got released on this day in 1990. Also, in 65, the Stones were top the album chart with Out of Our Heads. In 2005, the Stones kicked off their Bigger Bang tour in Boston. I saw that tour in Hershey. And in 2023, Who Was Thanks the Reason passed 1 billion views on YouTube. But lastly, on this day in 76, the very first punk festival in Europe took place at a bullfighting ring in France. Acts included Eddie and the Hot Rods, as well as The Damned.
Wow.
For Kale and Company, nice. I'm Phil Onquist.
Nice work, Philip. Good stuff as always. 1984, a lot of great songs in 1984. Big 1984 fan.
Who won Twitter?
MAGA Man wins Twitter. He says 1/4 of a million people tuned in. Wow. Were any of those the same people who said they would no longer call or criticize the show? All those people that said, I'm never listening again.
We win.
Yeah.
All right. That'll do it for us. Everybody have a great rest of your Wednesday. Enjoy Tim Walz's lies tonight. The Dawn Show is coming up next. And we'll talk about night 3 of the DNC tomorrow at 6 a.m. As the binder would say.
I'll see you tomorrow. Come talk to me.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.